You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off. Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as I talk to a rising junior at Alabama A&M University over in Huntsville, Alabama. Her name is Morgan Simone, and she is a communications media, earning a degree in communications media. She reached out to me, and she's looking for an internship this fall. I wanted to get to know Morgan, and also for you to get to know Morgan and learn a little bit about the communications media degree that she's looking to earn. And then if someone out there is looking for an intern when it comes to communications, especially in radio, maybe Morgan might be on your radar to call her up and ask her to do an internship. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Morgan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. How long have you been a student at Alabama A&M University?
I've been a student. I'm going on my third year. Like, time is flying, literally. I just got done with my sophomore year, and I had a lot. That's when I really discovered more about the communications media world, and I instantly fell in love with it.
What was it about the communications media degree that you were interested in? What was it that stood out to you as a student?
Something that stood out to me, I'm a very, I want to say I like to connect with a lot of people, if that makes sense. I love, love, love to connect with people. And when we do news packages and news stories a lot in my major at Alabama A&M. So when I go out and do my news packages and I get to connect with different people and I hear different perspectives on the world, and it's very interesting because it opens your eyes to new things.
And I totally agree with that, Morgan, because through my show, I'm able to talk to various people about the challenges they're facing. Maybe something's going on in their life and they need some help, and I can get their perspective and what they're going through. And then also that story reaches someone else who may be finding themselves in a similar situation or will find themselves in that situation in the future and know that there's someone else out there who has had a similar situation, a struggle, a challenge, if you will.
Right, because you never, ever, ever know who might be out there and whose lives that you're impacting while you're doing your job.
What's one of the news packages that you've put together that you feel like was something that could really help people and make a difference?
One of the most recent news packages that I did for, it was like our final exam for my Fundamentals of TV Production class. I did it on, it's called Dark Side Coffee Shop. I believe it's on North Memorial Parkway, and it's Black owned. It's very, very rare that you find Black owned coffee shops. And when me and my partner, because our teacher gave us an assignment, he was like, you have to go out. Like, you can't do anything you can't do anything on the campus of the school. You have to do something that is off campus. So we were like, oh my goodness, like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And we found, it's called Dark Side Coffee, and they have the most, like, delicious coffee you would ever taste. And I was like, me and my friend went in there previously, like, probably like 2 weeks prior. I examined the place. I was like, wow, this would be a really nice place to do a news package. And so we did the news package. We did all the B-rolls, voiceovers. We got to interview some really, really great people. And we got to put a Black-owned coffee shop in our news package. And I felt like I had to shine a light on Dark Side because they have really good coffee and they have really reasonable prices for coffee. And their food is, like, amazing. So that's the most recent news package that I did.
Very cool. And, of course, helping small businesses, those who are out there trying to make it, the mom and pops, that's a huge opportunity for us in the media to help them because we realize that there are some pretty big companies that they're up against. I used to have a tortilla factory in Athens, Alabama, and it was a struggle to have a small business, and especially when I chose making tortillas and then having a Mexican restaurant, that was a tough business to be in with competition from all over. But I was helped by the media when I had my business, and of course now I try to pay it forward. And I think, Morgan, as you start to do more stories, you'll realize that there is this paying it forward effort, because as you help one business, they're going to want to help another. And I think that it encourages a cycle of goodness.
Right. You're totally, totally right.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to do that particular interview and help that business. And I hope that this actually helps them too, because there are people in Huntsville that are listening and maybe will make their way to, is it, now what was the name of it again? Dark?
It's called the Dark Side Coffee.
Got it.
I'm not sure about the address. I go to Alabama A&M, so it's not far at the school. It's not far from the school at all, because a lot of students go there to study. It's a very, very quiet place.
The website is darksidehsv.com. The Uptown Shop is at 2007 Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, and then the Northside Shop is 5047 Memorial Parkway Northwest in Huntsville. There are two locations. If you have any questions, you can also go to their website, darksidehsv.com. Glad to give them a plug, Morgan, and try to help them out through the Mark White Show as well. So, Morgan, when it comes to your internship, let's talk about that for just a few minutes. What's the importance of having someone to say, Morgan, I want you to be able to shadow us and I want you to be able to do this internship at our particular radio station?
One thing that I really look for within an internship, I'm going into my junior year, and that's about two years until I graduate. And I really want to I want to see what the industry is like. I understand school, yeah. You're in school, you're getting your degree in this stuff, but what is it like actually doing this stuff, going in a radio station, and you're seeing the people do what you want to do in the future? So it will mean like so much to me if I can actually see what I'm getting myself into, if that makes sense. So it'll just mean so much. And I've always wanted to be on the radio. Like, I listen to the radio every single day. So I just want to, like, I wonder all the time how, like, I want to do this. How do they do it? You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely know exactly what you're saying, because when I was a student at the University of Alabama, I was listening to a couple of guys on the radio and was interested in taking that path. Of course, I took a different path for about 20 years, but then the doors opened up for me to be able to volunteer for a radio show. And I did that for a couple of years and then decided that I wanted to do my own show with my own type of stories. And of course, that was recognizing difference makers and sharing stories to encourage and inspire. And I started the Mark White Show because of that. So doors of opportunity need to open for people to have that success. And it took me deciding that I wanted to start a fundraiser and then coming on that show to share about the fundraiser. And the producer said, why don't you just come on every weekend with us? And that's how that happened. So there are things that can happen. And if you had an internship and something was going well with that internship and somebody comes up to you and says, hey, Morgan, you're doing great, we'd love to have you be a part of our team, that would really be incredible too.
Yes, it would. That would be literally a dream of mine, really.
Well, I love trying to help people fulfill their dreams and goals. And there are particular situations where some people are having troubles, and that's children with cancer and people needing kidneys and other situations like that, which I involve myself quite often. But then on this side of it, helping a student, someone who has a dream, a vision, and I have a show and I have a listening audience, and hopefully there are people out there who can help. And Morgan, if you'll stick with me, we'll go into another segment and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more about your background and what led you to Huntsville, Alabama to be a student at Alabama A&M, okay?
Okay.
Folks, right now we're talking to Morgan Simone, and we are glad to have her. She is a rising junior at Alabama A&M University. She has been there for all 3 years so far. She finished her sophomore year, about to start her junior year. We're glad that she is joining us today as she talks about looking for an internship through radio. She particularly likes radio, so we want to try to help her with that. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Morgan. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am glad that we can have Morgan Simone on the line with us. She is a rising junior at Alabama A&M University over in Huntsville, Alabama, and she has been talking about her earning her communications media. Well, it's her major, communications media, there at Alabama A&M, and we're talking about her internship, needing an internship in radio. She's looking for that, and I'm hoping that maybe today someone out there can help Morgan. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Morgan Simone.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. So this is a fun conversation for me because I was there. I took communications at the University of Alabama. I was not able to finish my degree because my grandfather passed away while I was a freshman at the university and I went to work. So I did not get to finish, but I did find a way into communications by starting The Mark White Show. And here I am 5 years later with this show, growing the listenership and also making a difference by helping people who need our help. And Morgan, I wanted to ask you, what led you to Huntsville, Alabama and Alabama A&M University?
So I live in Montgomery. That's originally where, that's where I live at now. And I've been in Montgomery my whole life. And I love Montgomery, but I told my parents I have to get out. Like, I have to go somewhere bigger, if that makes sense. So when I was doing my college search, I was like, I was just looking, because I'm originally a dancer. So I used to dance 25-8, at school. Then after school, I'll go and dance at a studio for, 7 days a week, literally. And so when I discovered communications media as a major, I was like, I know a lot of communications media majors, they're on TV or they're doing the radio. And I grew up listening a lot of radio, and my parents, when they take me to school, all I hear is people on the radio. And I was like, yes, I want to be on the radio. I want people to hear my voice. And so when I was doing my college search, I did want to stay in Alabama because my parents and all my family didn't live in Alabama. So I said, let me look up. And I also want to go to an HBCU, so shout out to all the HBCUs. And so I was like, Alabama A&M is the perfect place. I really, really like it. And then especially when I went on tour, our campus is huge. We sit on top of a hill. So I was like, yeah, this is the college for me. And then I said, Huntsville, when I finally, because, freshmen, we're not allowed to have some freshmen. Well, my parents didn't let me have my car my freshman year. So when I finally got my car my sophomore year and explored Huntsville, I was like, I absolutely love this place. And Huntsville is the biggest city, I believe, now in Alabama.
It has earned that spot. It sure has.
I was like, what? And when I discovered Huntsville, I said, I have to find something. I have to find where I fit in at. And my professors, they do such a wonderful job in teaching us these, what we need to know to get out there in that communications media world. So I love Huntsville. I love Huntsville, everything about it. Now, don't get me wrong, I still love Montgomery, but I prefer Huntsville as the place I want to be.
I can see that.
And my school, Alabama A&M. I love A&M. Go Bulldogs.
Well, North Alabama is a great place, and I've chosen to live here after living in Birmingham, growing up in Birmingham in Central Alabama, and this is a place where I wanted to be, and I do love this area. It's something that you have to see it to appreciate it, and I think that's what you were able to do, was to come from Montgomery and then take a look at Huntsville and say, this is a nice place.
Yes, it's beautiful. Like, Monte Santo Park, I've been trying to get there for the longest, and it's like, I saw my friends went up there one day because I had class or something, and I saw pictures and it was absolutely gorgeous.
Have you gone to the Huntsville Botanical Gardens yet?
No, that's on my list for this semester though.
Excellent. I did an interview a few weeks ago there.
I'm looking forward to going to the Botanical Gardens and the new amphitheater that opened. I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire is supposed to perform, I believe, October 4th, and I want to go so bad.
Wow, well, maybe that can happen for you. That's pretty cool. Yes. I've heard about the new amphitheater, so I haven't been there myself yet, but I do enjoy going to Monsanto Mountain and some of the places that you can view in Huntsville and look over the mountains. Pretty cool. I enjoy doing that. There are lots of things. And Visit Huntsville is a great place to check out to find out more about tourism in Huntsville. And then actually one of my partners is Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, and they represent 18 counties in North Alabama to try to help promote tourism, events, things that are happening so that people know what they can go and do and see in North Alabama.
Wow, that's really great.
So, Morgan, when you think about TV versus radio, I know we talked a little bit about this last night, but you want to focus on radio right now as you make your intro into communications media. What is it about radio in particular that you like?
I know this is going to sound kind of crazy, but I like that you're not on camera. See, when we do our news packages and stuff, I like being in front of the camera, but I also have like, not camera, I want to say camera fright, because I do not like being in front of a camera. When in radio, I just like how sometimes people on the radio, I know on the radio in Montgomery, people just seem to be themselves. Like you don't have to look at a teleprompter or anything. You can just literally be yourself. And I love being myself. I don't even know how to explain it. I love being myself. I don't want to have to feel restricted in a sense. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense.
On TV, you have to read the teleprompter. And I feel like on radio, you can, of course you can't say whatever, but I feel like you can be more open. And I'm a very open person. I'm kind of opinionated as well. But I love to talk. Like, I love to talk. Anything you can ask me about, I will literally talk your ears off about it. So I feel like I can't talk like I want to if I go on TV versus the radio.
And I can see that, Morgan, because that's exactly what radio has done for me. When you think about maybe a mom that has a child in the hospital and she has a fundraiser, she has an effort that she wants to help spread the word about, and she doesn't have to worry about her hair. She doesn't have to worry about her makeup. She doesn't have to worry about how she looks. She doesn't have to worry about whether or not someone is being critical of her appearance, or even on my side where someone doesn't have to see my face and maybe nervous tics or things that I might have where people might pick on it. Radio gives you that raw conversation, and that's what I really like, is just getting down to the yes, because you're not worried about appearances. I can look how I want to right now. You can look how you want to right now, and it's just us. It's just our voices, and that communication. I think there's something that's a little deeper with that, because we're not worried about how each other looks. We're not worried about anything like that. It's just simply talking and having that conversation and people listening and saying, wow, that was really great to hear both of those people share about their efforts.
Right. That's like, you literally took the words out of my mouth. I was literally talking to my mom about it. I was like, Mom, I might want to do radio because I feel more free. Like, especially when I, like, say if I talk on Instagram about something that I'm really passionate about, like music, I will literally just talk. And then on TV, you'll talk, but you won't get to say, like, how you feel about it, if that makes sense.
It does, because in the news world, you are limited. Now, I will tell you this, Morgan, because of the Mark White Show being independent, I have a lot more flexibility and I can do shows on what I want to, when I want to, and nobody tells me whether or not the story is worthy of making the air, because I have that ability to say what I want to do. And when you work for even radio or you work for television, a lot of times they will tell you what you need to do or focus on. Now, you can be your own person more on radio. In television, you've got to read that script, and you don't get to share a lot of your personality per se in the thoughts that are coming out of your mouth. That's up to the person that's writing and the person who's built the package, if you will.
Right.
It's interesting. Well, I'm glad that you have that perspective about radio, because that's exactly what I saw in radio. My granddad used to have a program. When I was a little child, I would spend time with him in the studio, laying on the floor, looking at records in the cabinets as granddaddy would do his program. And I remember that moment and thinking about that microphone and him having that ability to speak to people and then to take calls and have them talk to him. And it's funny, yeah, because that very same studio is the one that I started in when I was 38 years old.
Oh, wow.
So that meant a lot to me to be there where my granddad was when I was just a child. And it did stick with me. And my daughter, she has her own segment every Saturday called Cora's Corner. And I let her read stories every weekend. And that's something that I try to allow her to do. And she's been in radio since she was 3 years old.
That's amazing.
And now she's 8. So she's done really well and she loves doing it. And I'm just trying to give her an opportunity so she can do whatever she wants to. But I at least want to give her this opportunity to have her voice heard and to have a chance to do something that a lot of kids really don't have the chance to do.
Right. Yes.
Well, Morgan, if you were to make a pitch right now and say, look, I'm looking for an internship this fall. I'm at Alabama A&M University. I'm a rising junior. What is the message you have for those listening right now who may be able to give you that chance?
I'm just going to say it. If someone presents me with the opportunity, I promise I definitely will not let you down. I am so determined to succeed in this major. Like, I don't know. I've had a lot of sleepless nights where I'm just trying to plan out what I'm going to do. I want to leave. I want to graduate Alabama A&M University, and I will graduate Alabama A&M University with a job, and it will just be the absolute world to me if someone out there can give me an opportunity. And I promise I will work so hard, because I'm very, very passionate about what I do and what I'm going to do in this major. I just really, really, really want an opportunity to work behind someone. I just want to see what I'm getting myself into, if that makes sense. And I'm just really passionate about it, and I just really hope that someone hears me and grant me an opportunity. I promise I will not let you down. I'm too passionate about the media world to not work hard.
Morgan Simone, I hope that the doors open up, or you just kick them down real hard. And through the communications media world, you're able to be the success and have the success that you dream of. It is a tough business, I'll tell you that. It can be a challenge, but we don't turn down challenges when we're the type of people who want to have a passion about something so strongly, so deeply. Challenges are just a thing. Challenges are the same as successes. It's just a step in the process. That's just part of it.
That's so true.
We just view challenges a little different than successes, don't we?
Yes, because those challenges, even though they might seem like, a roadblock, or you might not, because I've had many challenges in the communications world. Like, I've been turned down from a lot of stuff, but I only see that as me, like God opening up the door for something bigger and better. And those challenges, they're meant to build you up, because you, I mean, how many people do you see just go straight on through? They encounter challenges in their career, and ultimately they reach the top level and succeeded.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And I think that those are the things that are going to happen for you if you keep pressing forward. Here you are about to be a junior there at Alabama A&M, and you're going to finish out, you're going to accomplish great things, and then you're going to find that internship this fall, and you're going to be successful there too. And I think whether or not you get a job at that opportunity, or it just gives you some tools and puts some things on your resume that help you take the next step, I believe that's going to happen for you, Morgan. So I'm glad that you could share today here on the Mark White Show and reach my listeners and maybe a potential radio person who can give you that opportunity.
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity. Like, it means the world to me.
And we'll just see where maybe you can fit with the Mark White Show while we're at it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, folks, Morgan Simone here on the Mark White Show. We're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that if you are a student, you are encouraged by Morgan's story. And if you are a person who's interested in radio communications, that this has helped you, inspired you. And then if you're just a person who's struggling, maybe you need some inspiration, maybe you need that encouragement. And Morgan certainly gave some encouragement talking about passion and how important passion is, because that's what drives us. If you don't have something that you're passionate about, it's a very difficult world to live in. But if you have a passion, it's not about anybody around you. It's not about anybody else, what they're doing. It's what you're doing, because that's who we can control. And that's what we can do, is focus on what can Mark do? What can Morgan do? And then that's where true success is going to come from the inside. And then people realize, because it's radiating on the outside and people see it and they're like, wow, I want some of that. And that's exactly what I believe Morgan has brought to the table today. I want you to share this show with your friends, your family, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. Follow this show on Facebook and Instagram. That's where a lot of stories are. And you can help people with fundraisers and different efforts and things that they need. I know you want to do that. And the Mark White Show tries to bring that to you. I also want you to subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast, and you can do that on most any podcast platform. Of course, you can now hear the Mark White Show on 98.1 The Beat, Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday morning. We're focused on nonprofits there on that particular show, and if you're not in the area, you can go to 981thebeat.com, and you can listen to the show that way. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.